You're listening to the Best of Billy Borelli Laugh Chat Part 4. In this best of show, Bill really shines in this one, doing all of his celebrity impressions, talking about Hollywood, sports, tragedies, and life's little oddities in between. Kind of makes you shake your head and wonder what the hell is going on around here. So, enjoy. Take it away, Bill. Show 31, Free Readings and Other Stuff.
Speaking of drunks, Bobby Brown arrested for DUI. What is keeping him alive? Is it the super crack? Because I think I know probably a few people that are still smoking crack. Not that I know them personally, I know of them. I knew this one woman, I knew of her, her name was Jackie. She had like a bazillion kids. They're all crack babies, I'm sure. And she walked around and you knew she was on crack. She was alive for years. Crack doesn't kill. It's getting off of crack is what kills. It's the coming down off of it. But whatever's in that is the secret to eternal life. I mean, you may not look that good, but you'll be alive. You may look like a walking leather glove, but you'll be alive. I watched the Oscars. Ooh, I watched the Oscars. What did you guys think? What did you think of what's-his-face, Ted, doing the Oscars? I thought that was pretty cool. No. Excuse me. Peter Griffin. I mean Brian. I swear to God, this guy uses his voice. You know, he uses the same voice, and he gets away with it. He gets away with using the same voice for 20 different characters, and he makes money doing it. Really? Mel Blanc had about 1,000 voices. He had 1,000 voices. Mel Blanc, Mr. Warner Brothers, Daffy Duck, Bugs Bunny. He had 1,000 different voices, and each one of them was different, and you could not tell they were him. Seth MacFarlane's Peter Griffin sounds like Stewie doing Brian at the same time, talking to himself and via Ted. But yet this guy's making money, and he's singing. Congratulations, Mr. MacFarlane. You've suckered everybody. But he did do a pretty dang good job on the Oscars. I will give him that. I will give him that. What was missing was Sean Connery. Where was he? Everybody was there. Christopher Plummer was there. Hell, they put him on a hand truck and wheeled him out there looking like a stuffed sausage ready to burst. Where was Sean Connery? Where has Sean Connery been? Is he back in Scotland just looking at the wall going, hey, what's going on there? You know, where is he? Is he gone? You know, is he that bad? Somebody check on him. Inquiring minds want to know. Inquirer? Son? Come on, you guys. You guys know where everybody's at. TMZ? You guys got cameras in people's walls. You know where everybody is at every hour. If Sean Connery is in Scotland, somebody turn over a rock or a tree or whatever you got to turn over, some haggis, to find Sean Connery. We need to know where this guy is.
Because if I'm going to do any more impersonations, he has to be alive.
You know? Whatever. Come on, Sean. Come on. Not Sean Penn either. Yeah, okay. And I'm trying to read here and just find out what's going on. Daniel Day-Lewis again won another one for playing Lincoln. Like he was so good. That's exactly how Lincoln was. Yeah, I remember. No, you don't. Again, we weren't alive. So, and don't give me this, history. We can't even get, local recent history right. So who gets that right? By snippets and pictures? Yeah. He looked like him, sure. But I'm going to talk like this. I'm 6'10" and I talk like this? I don't believe that. I think he was like, you know what, man? This is bullshit. Let's free him. I'm the president now. What? And then he gets capped in the head. Way to go, Seth MacFarlane, for dropping that joke that he got into his head. But I will give it to Daniel Day-Lewis, who he prepares for his roles and he sticks in them. He sticks with them and he stays in his roles, even at home. He's like, dear, you better make me some mash and some eggs, and I want some potatoes with that because I'm Lincoln! She's like, really, D? I mean, really? You know, we're having, like, mozzarella and, you know, we're having some Parmesan chicken and, you know, what? Really?
Well, no. I went Wild West food. Because I'm Lincoln. I'm not Daniel Day-Lewis. I'm Lincoln. Look at me, woman. I'll pop you. We'll go in the back and have a duel.
Daniel, really? Can you wash the kids' butts? You know, I mean, I need some help here. You know, can you change the sheets?
No, Lincoln doesn't change sheets. Lincoln's the president.
Daniel, you're an actor. Get in there and change their sheets and shut up. Daniel, I need some help with dinner.
Lincoln doesn't make dinner.
Yes, you do. You're a daddy. You're a husband. Get in here and do your job.
Okay, then.
How do you do it? What is she like? Okay, well, you're well. Maybe she's, is she British? She's probably British, too.
Well, I'm going to find out if Daniel Day, my husband, Daniel, he's preparing for a row, so I've got to really back up and take care of the kids myself. And Daniel, you stay in your parlor, and you become crazy, and you do your thing. You're Lincoln. Stay in there. Be Lincoln all day and all night. I know you work hard at it. So I'll take care of the kids. I'll spend the money. I'll buy food. I'll clean the house and make sure that you're in your parlor doing your Lincoln thing. Is that okay, dear? Oh, you better believe it. I'm freeing slaves. Well, you sure are. I believe the slaves have been freed over 400 years ago, though, dear. Oh, well. Please go in the parlor and shut up.
Some of you hippie,
really?
Liberal, tree-hugging, conserve-watering, non-armpit-shaving, BO-smelling, vegan eating, gluten-free, well, I'm gluten-free too, hippies, liberals, I'll go back to that, dummycrats, are saying, it's the gun's fault. You couldn't be more fucking dumb and dense by agreeing to that statement.
The NRA did it. The NRA killed my son.
So how is this the NRA's fault? No, it's not the NRA's fault. Because if somebody on the street would have been carrying, pop, pop, dead Elliot Rodger. Dead Elliot Rodger. Let me repeat that. Dead Elliot Rodger. Roger Dodger. Then he would have been fucking dead. So, Mr. Sir, shut your pie hole. I'm sorry your son is dead. Leave it at that. We've already have the strictest gun laws in the nation. For you to add more restrictions, well, just ban the fuck out of them. Take them all then. Because they're not going to be coming over here illegally. And nobody's going to be buying them illegal. Especially if a burglar or somebody sees that you're a gun-free zone. Fuck, they're gun-free. We're not going in there. I'm not bringing my gun in there. It's gun-free, see? Oh, they got vegan, too. All right. They're not eating, gluten. Yeah. Elliot Rodger, you fucking wimp.
I don't like people that get nooky, so I'm going to kill them.
Elliot, here's $200. Go get a rub and tug. Elliot, here's $1,000. Take a trip to the Bunny Ranch. Elliot, here's a call girl. Dad's buying on the house. Make sure you help my son empty his gonads. They've been full for 22 years. He hasn't even decided to touch himself yet. He's scared. He's scared of his own shadow. Help him out, please. Very well-spoken individual, which makes me a little bit, you know, concerned because he's probably really smart. He looks like – now, oh, here we go. Here we go. Race.
Yes, my favorite topic.
So, apparently, he's a little Jewish kid. Apparently, he's white, i.e., he's white. All white people do mass killings. Why not? All white people are the cause of all crime ever invented. If there was a crime of eating somebody's butt, the white person, it's their fault. This guy shot these people. Why? Because it's the white man NRA's fault. Why did he drive the BMW into those folks? Because white people built BMWs. It's their fault.
Who made the knife? Who knows? But I bet you a white person did. Blame it on Whitey. Only white people mass murder people. But what about the black dude that shot those people in Washington? Nah, fuck that guy. He only had a shotgun. Okay. What about the Arabic dude that shot all those people in Florida? Nah, it doesn't count. Only the white people. When they shoot two or three people, then it's a mass killing. And I don't buy the bullshit. Save me the fucking, oh, if a white person does it, he's just misunderstood and sick. But if a black person does it, he's crazy. Oh, it's a criminal. And if a Hispanic person does it, he's a criminal too.
Show 13. Ready for some football?
Bob Ross. We watched, me and Kandry, watched a Bob Ross, I guess, half-hour special, The Best of Bob Ross. If you don't know who Bob Ross was, think of a microphone. That was his hair. He's like the southern gentleman, and he's got a little goatee and a beard, and he paints paintings, and he talks like this, and he's got a little southern accent, and all you hear is, and you make a little tree right here, and then you put a little red and a little brown, and you kind of make that tree. He is fucking genius, though. I'm looking at this guy going, no way. He is high as shit. He is super high. He's like, oh, yeah. And now we're going to put a little orange. We're going to make some Cheetos. I got the motherfucking munchies. I'm sure he's put many people to sleep with his voice. You know, he is relaxing. I'll give him that. And at the end, he turns around. Now, what do you think, bitch? This is a good painting. All right. I'll see you next time on The Joy of Painting. And then later on, he's like, fuck! Did anybody catch that? I screwed up. Damn it. No, but I read his backstory. He was in the Air Force, and he was, you know, a sergeant or something, and he was always telling, barking orders, you know, and he said to himself, you know, well, I'm not going to do that ever, never, ever, never, never, ever, ever, never, ever, never again, because I'm just going to be Bob Ross the painter. And so he became Bob Ross the painter, made his living doing that. Instead of making money in the Air Force, he made better money on TV and painting, hanging out and just painting. It's unfortunate that we lost him. Good guy, very talented.
Show 42, Tuesday Skunt Show.
Where does the Bureau of Land Management come in?
Well, my patrol is 30 square miles of desert. I have to make sure that the sand is still there. I have to manage the dirt.
With an AR-15 and shades and a walkie-talkie and enough pepper spray to enough OC spray to knock out 10 bulls? Really? What fucking land are you managing with SUVs and dogs? What land do you need to manage with a dog? That dog is going to piss and shit on the land that you're managing. You're going to manage to pick it up. That's what you're going to do. Manage that shit. You ever run into the people that snore and they're fucking awake? They're like, yeah. Yeah, I came in to get some service. Okay, his eyes are wide open and he's snoring, but he's looking right at me and I think he's breathing. Sir? Yes? Did I wake you? No. Okay, just checking. You're scaring me, man, with the snoring, all right? Get that shit checked out. Okay. Oh, and then the mouth breathers. Oh, my God. They breathe in through their mouth, and they're like, so, you know, I was going through the other day, and I was, you know, I had to go get my car fixed, and something was wrong with the tire. They're sucking up their spit. If you've got that much spit, just stop talking. Just do sign language. Get away from me. I can't stand the slurping. It's one thing to slurp your drink and to continue to slurp your drink. I don't mind if you slurp your drink at the end. There's like that little bit, you know. Hey, done, gone. I saved you a penny. But when you're slurping your spit, it's disgusting. It's fucking disgusting. Get that checked out. Go to the dentist. Do something. I don't care.
get it checked out. I run into that all the time. People are strange. They're fucking strange. The thing that kills me about some people is when they're driving and they're making a turn. And you probably have noticed, like I do, these assholes, men and women, that lean into the turn. Yeah. They lean into it. Okay. You're not on a NASCAR fucking track. You're not on a horse. You're not on a bicycle or a motorcycle doing the Laguna Seca. You're on the street making a left turn into Walgreens to get your RX. Don't lean into the turn, dummy, because I'm going to make fun of you. It looks stupid. Let me lean way into the turn and make it. I did it, yes.
Episode 29, Happy New Year Show.
Nick Nolte, folks, on the show. Nick, how are you?
Good.
Nick, I've been a big fan of yours for many years. I remember you in that movie with Don Johnson. I remember you in The Hulk. I remember you in so many. 48 Hours. That has got to be one of the greatest movies ever. No. I didn't go see it. I had to wait till it came out on video. I mean, back then I was young. I didn't have much money. Yeah. It was good. That scene, though. The scene. Yeah, that's the scene. Man, that was great. Nick, I just want to know something. What are you saying? Nobody understands you. How are you still finding work? Are you making up stuff as you go along? Because I can't understand a thing you're saying. Oscar winner Nick Nolte.
Wow.
That's his acceptance speech. Play the music because we can't understand this ass. Oh my God, Teen Mom. A Teen Mom star comes under fire for revealing how she improved her 3-year-old's looks. Uh-oh. Let me see. Now, what's her face? Farrah Abraham, the whiny, crying girl, the real skinny, whining, crying. He used to talk mess to her mom and talk to her daughter like she was an adult. Well, apparently she's waxing her eyebrows. Waxing? Okay, she's 5 now. She's waxing her 5-year-old's eyebrows. She was dropped on her head by her slow mother. I swear to God. And she went $16,000 worth of plastic surgery to alter her breast, chin, and nose. I'm flabbergasted. I'm really flabbergasted. MTV, what are you doing? You're giving money to a bunch of dummies, and they're spending it on that? Oh, my God. MTV, oh, what are you producing? You're producing a generation of full-fledged mental defects. Really, MTV. Mental TV. You're responsible for this. You're filling these children's living rooms. First of all, parents, it starts with you. All right, dummies, listen up. You're putting TVs in your kids' rooms, and you're allowing them to watch this garbage. I say put a TV in, get a DVD player, don't hook them any cable, no satellite, no, nothing like that. Just give them the DVD player and play Disney and that sort of thing. Now, true, that doesn't give them the real world aspect feel, like, you know, they're not watching the news or reality shows, but at least they're not watching the news or reality shows. The garbage that gets spit into our face every day. I mean, it's crap. Really? Teen Mom? Really? You're pregnant at 10? And again at 12? And 16? You've got 3 kids at 22. Oh, it's just ridiculous. And then MTV's giving them money to alter themselves. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's MTV for you. And I actually watched it when it was videos.
I want to do a Where Are They Now show. You know, I think there's a lot of underrated musicians out there that need their own Where Are They Fucking Now show. For example, I was listening to Prince's 1999. You know, the dude at the beginning. Buddy was a buddy and buddy was meant to last. First he's got the two girls singing there, and then that dude sings, and then Prince comes in and sings his part, yeah. Well, where's that dude? Nobody knows. He was on that album and then disappeared like a fart in the wind. I want to know where he is, and I want to track him down and put him on that show. And I want to ask Prince, if he's not around, if he can't be located, I want to ask Prince directly, where is this guy? I believe I know Prince, and I know where this guy is. You know, Prince's response is going to be, yes, I made love to him, I killed him, and I wore him as a coat. I believe that's what happened to this guy, because Prince is so friggin' weird. You want to ban something, ban spoons. There's a lot of overeaters out there. Ban forks. Chopsticks only. I heard, oh, this is what gets me. You people that go and eat at Panda Express. First of all, Panda Express isn't even sanctioned by China or Chinese or any of that fact. It's probably some Texan who hires Latinos to serve you Chinese food and give you chopsticks. Now, you're in a mall. On one side is Subway. On the other side is McDonald's. And then you have Panda Express. You know Panda Express has forks and spoons, yet you go for the chopsticks. Why? Where are you? And what are you eating? Do you think making chopsticks makes it more authentic, makes it even better? Ooh, I'm going to eat American Panda Express with chopsticks! But I want my sandwich with a fork. Yeah, McDonald's, yeah, just give me a fork. Yeah, I don't need chopsticks for that. Jesus. Every time I see somebody eating Panda Express with chopsticks, I just want to slap it out of their hand. You are not in China. You are not in Chinatown. You are not at a Chinese restaurant. You are in an American fast food chain that just happens to have a panda bear, a cute little panda bear, as their logo. Put the chopsticks down. Pick up a fork, use it the right way. Thank you very much. I don't think gun control is a big issue. I think there's enough gun control as it is. It's the idiots who buy the weapons and leave them out for their idiot kids to get a hold of. I know if my little shit has something wrong with his melon, do you think I'm going to leave knives and guns to where he can get them? I'm going to put everything up high, medicines, spray paint, tools. Everything's going to be out of his reach. Guns are not going to be under the kitchen sink for him to shoot people with. 409, all that stuff, dish soap. It's going to be moved. He won't even get his hands on a banana because it's pointy. No, no, son. You lick glass. You can't play with that plastic spork. No, no, son. You wear a helmet. But here's my gun. I'm going to bed. Good night. No, parents. Don't be stupid. Be responsible. Lock your weapons up. Lock whatever you need to lock up. You'll lock your porn up. Oh, yeah. Your porn is locked in a bulletproof, fireproof, earthquake-proof, childproof safe. Your porn is golden to you. You've spent so much money on that. Why throw it away? But you're leaving your guns out under the rugs and under your bed for your kids to grab. So no, do not ban guns, because guess what? Criminals are going to say, cool, now that guns are banned, we can rob everybody with our illegal guns that we got from somewhere else. Because you know they're going to make their way. If drugs can make their way into this country, so can weapons and so can pills. Everybody's in an uproar. Everybody's trying to look good. The politicians that want gun control are what? Guarded by whom? Guys with guns.
Show 55. This is some BS.
So So now we are a more civilized society. We have rules. We have laws. We have things that everybody abide by. If not, everybody would be killing or fucking or chopping it off, then fucking, or doing whatever to everybody. But no, we have laws. We have police force. We have this. We have that. So don't bullshit me about some shit about when the Indians were here first. Oh, if that's the case, you get your ass out too. By that rationale, let's all get the fuck out and leave them in charge. How about it? You willing to do that? No? Sit down, shut your ass up. Because I don't want to hear it. I want to hear, you're right. We got to do something about this shit because they're bringing over these new fucking diseases that we don't know about. Oh, these are kids coming over. Oh, well, fuck! Well, shit! Let them over then! By the way, there's that little guy with all the tattoos on his fucking face. He can come too. Great, because he looks like an upstanding citizen. You want a job, sir? No, I want to fucking kill you. Well, wonderful. Welcome to the U.S. Shank, 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 shank. That's him spilling my guts everywhere. Because people hate the U.S., but they want to come here. They want to burn the flags, but they want to come here. Death to America, but they want to come here. You see where I'm getting at? Maybe we're letting people over that want to destroy the U.S.
Show 47. While you worked, I slept.
We're world police. Everybody hates the United States until they need us for something. Just like police. Everybody hates the cops until... Fuck the police. Oh, I'm getting robbed. Hey, man, help out. Not everybody carries a gun. Not everybody knows how to fight. Oh, yeah, there is this thing. It's in Portland or around Portland, Oregon. It's in Oregon. Anyway, we all know what's up in Oregon. It's a bunch of hippie-loving freaks that don't wash their armpits. So there's this this store owner, cafe owner, vegan cafe, okay? So I'm painting the picture for you. Four-eyed little wispy little white dude, just like real wimpy, just pale, thick-rimmed glasses, little – I think he had some facial hair, I think. I don't know. Looked like a woman, maybe. Anyway, somebody was ODing in his bathroom, heroin overdose, in his bathroom. So he's like, well, you know, I'm just going to call the fire department. He calls 911, but he says, do not send the police. I don't want them in here. If you send them and if you insist on sending them, there's going to be a problem. And she's like, well, I'll let them know anyway. 911 operator, that's her job. First responders. We're having a drug overdose. Okay, drugs, i.e. equals cash, i.e. equals guns. So you're going to send a paramedic into something that you really don't know about unless you're seeing the guy and you're going, yeah, I'm looking right at him. He doesn't have any weapons on him. He's just, I don't know what's wrong with him. He could be ODing. Send a paramedic. And then he calls them ambulance drivers. It's like, you dipshit. But, and then apparently – some police officers went to buy coffee at his shop, and he politely kicked them out after they bought their coffee. After they bought their coffee. I'll take your money, but you're not fucking welcome in here, police officer. Good. Now we know who to rob. The vegan place on the corner. Because, you know, he doesn't shave his armpits or whoever. All the women don't shave their armpits. Nobody puts on makeup. They all smell like BO and outside. They probably have cash because there's a lot of folks up there. So go rob them. Do it. I'm not advocating this. I'm not advocating this. Let's go back. Now, what did you do today? I know you had to work. I had today off. Ha ha. That's good for me. So I found something while browsing the internet, as I always do on Mondays with nothing else better to do. And I ran into a knockoff of Brian Silva, Mr. T-Rex, Mr. I'm with that foo-foo stuff. And some moron, let me just let you listen to it and see. Let me just set this up for you. But I think you'll enjoy this rather wholeheartedly. I know I did. It was pretty funny. Here we go.
That foo-foo lane shit, I ain't with it. Sending shots at your fitted. Swag, bitch.
Yeah. Swag, bitch. Pow. Want to hear it again?
That foo-foo lane shit, I ain't with it. Sending shots at your fitted. Swag, bitch.
fucking retard. Gosh. Who breeds these kids? Parents? You should be shot. You know what this idiot with the man boob did? This little tough guy, this little white boy with this little chicken chest and no hair. He's doing his best impersonation of Brian Silva. I take some shots, you feed it. And he points to the mirror and he's going, bra-ka-ka, thinking that's a gun. That's how a gun sounds. Well, this douchebag has a real gun. And he's like, points the gun into the mirror. And as soon as he's done saying swag, bitch, pow, the gun goes off. He squeezes it. You could totally see his finger squeezing the trigger like the dummy that he is. I'm uber amazed at what comes out of women's vaginas lately. Blood, whatever else that clear stuff is, and retards. Only women can make retards. How do you do it? I'm amazed.
Show 46. I freaking love Mondays.
Well, to be honest with you folks, this guy, he's a big dude. If you look at this clip, he goes around there and he sacks the quarterback. You look at this next clip, he sacks the quarterback again on another team. He got the ball this one. He runs it back and he's pointing up to the sky at nobody. You know, maybe he thinks God is in the sky, but God is everywhere. So I just point to everyone, hey, God, not just up in the sky. You know, you're just pointing because you're pointing up in the sky, and to people in China, that's not up in the sky. They're pointing the opposite direction. So the world is round. Our sky isn't the same. It's probably nighttime over there, and they're sleeping. So they can't go, hey, God, are you watching me? Because God's like, no, I'm not watching you because I'm in the hospital. Because some dickhead cut off his hand. So I got to be there because he's, oh, God, I want them to sew my hand back on. So here I am. Car crashes, babies being born, people with stuff shoved up their butts. They're saying, oh, God, help me out. And I say, me, damn it. Why are you always calling me? Me, damn it, get it? So back to Michael Sam, openly gay college player who states, I'm gonna be joining the draft. Oh my God, he's coming out as being gay. So let's say fuck every other player in the draft. Let's concentrate on this guy because apparently he's the only guy in the draft. So there's all these stories about, Michael Sam this, Michael Sam that. And, you know, we got these couple of hundred other players that are in the draft. They're pretty damn good. You know, what about the number one guy? Does anybody know his name? I bet you don't. I bet you don't. Do you know who went number two? I bet you don't. Do you know who the 49ers picked? Ah, if you love the 49ers, you'll know who they picked. But I bet you don't. I bet you can't name anybody in that draft except, let's hear it, Johnny Manziel. Who's Johnny Manziel? You know, Johnny Football. And Michael Sam. These were the only two players in the draft. Yep. All the teams were like, damn, I missed it. I could have had Johnny Manziel and Michael Sam on the same team. Instead, I got this guy. What's his name? The number one guy? Right. You can't name him, neither can I. I could name him because I was paying attention to the draft. Actually, I was paying attention to the draft and didn't really know much about Michael Sam until recently. And then, guess who calls his number? The St. Louis Cardinals, Missouri. St. Louis, Missouri. The most redneckish country fed, well, not the most, but they're pretty country bumpkin in Missouri, I'm guessing. Missouri. St. Louis. But, you know, hey, whatever. Whatever floats your boat. And they pick Michael Sam. I don't know which number he went, but I really didn't trip. I heard about the guy until the media starts saying, and then he kissed his boyfriend. He was celebrating. They had the cameras at his house. They celebrated, and he kissed his boyfriend on the lips. So, what about the rest of the guys in the draft? Yeah, fuck them. We want to hear about Michael Sam kissing his boyfriend on the lips. Okay. So, do you know who went number one?
No, I don't. But Michael Sam kissed his boyfriend on the lips.
Right. We saw that part. And from what I understand, our president calls Michael Sam and says,
congratulations, you have going to be in the NFL, and you're going to be on the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm going to watch that team. I'm not going to watch the Washington Skins, but you're going to watch them.
Mr. Obama, would it be so hard to call the number one draft pick, who is a defensive lineman? Would it be so hard to call that guy? Maybe number two? Maybe even Johnny Manziel. Now, you call Michael Sam. Why did you call Michael Sam? Because he's got heart for coming out by being gay? Let me tell you something, Mr. President. There are probably a million people who are out there and they're gay. Call them for coming out and being brave. Call them. Why not?
Oh, I want to make myself look special to the gay community.
Well, call them then. Tell them that. Don't just call Michael Sam to make yourself look good.
He called Michael Sam after he kissed his boyfriend on the lips.
Call the number one guy. Call him. Congratulations on being number one draft pick. Congratulations from comedian Billy Borelli. You got number one. So we're out there. We're working. You know, we're not out there, but we're, you know, alongside. And this this pimp, well, we think he's a pimp because he slaps this chick, and she does nothing about it. Knocks her earring off, and they go about their business. Broad daylight. Nobody does anything. Nobody comes up. And we're working. I mean, I'm not allowed to. And I'm with someone. I'm with, you know, someone. I can't just, you know, stop what I'm doing. I'm actually working. But there was a, you know, I mean, nobody really, and we're not allowed to do anything. We're not allowed to interact. And it's like, you know, I see police up and down there all the time, except that time, of course, there was no police. It's always that way. Always that way. People are such punk asses. Commit. If you have balls, you want to do this, you want to hit a woman, do it in front of a police officer. Please, don't be a bitch. You think you're such a badass, say, officer, come here, you need to see this. Bow! Take me to jail. That's a badass. And then don't even give up a fight. Just like, click, put them on. In fact, give me the motherfucking cuffs. I'll put them on. Click, 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 click. Let me get in your car, please. Open the door. I'll put my own head in there. Thank you. Be a badass. Arrest yourself. I'll just walk up. Officer, I'm like arresting myself. Why? Because I'm going to do something. So lock me up. Be a badass. Don't like, police are coming. You can't do anything. You know, when I see, I'm on the freeway and I see a CHP and people are like, let me put in my brakes. I need one speeding ticket. I just continue the hell on. I'm like, well, I'll go around you. He's not going to pull me over. I'm in a protege. What's he going to pull over a protege for? I don't have a VTEC twin turbo Lamborghini engine in it. I'm not going to break any speed limits in a or sound barrier in a protege. I'll be lucky if I'm, like, pushing the thing. He'll just walk up alongside me. Sir, do you know how fast you're going? Well, probably not very fast because you're just walking. Yeah, that's why I pulled you over. So I'm going to push you to the side of the curb, okay? All right. Give this to your judge.
Show 38. Welcome me back again.
Valentine's Day just passed. I'm single. I'm not afraid to say it. I'm single. Am I happy? You goddamn right I'm happy. Happy as a flippin' clam. And I didn't know clams were happy. Happy as a clam. Why? Well, I just went through hell and kept going, just like Churchill says. When you're going through hell, keep going. Why? What's on the other side? Death? Nothing can kill me. So let me break it down for you, for those of you that don't know. Names will be withheld, but you know, I will say this. If you're with somebody and they're extremely crazy, you know, like crazy, you know, I'm talking out of their mind. They say things that just, it's like, are you serious? It makes you stop and go, wait a minute, it's me. It's me. I'm the one. And you stand and you sit there and you're holding your hand on your face and you're going, I can't believe this. She's just saying this shit. I cannot believe it. Let me go in the mirror because I think I'm going insane. And that's how I felt. I mean, I felt like I was going insane. For real, for real. I was, oh, you know what? That was fucking stupid. Let me break this down. Okay, who does that? What is that shit? For real, for real. Oh, you're talking. You're talking with somebody and they say, well, you know, I'm having a bad day. You know, I'm going out of my mind. And they say, oh, are you serious? And they're like, yeah, for real. And then they're like, they have this look on this face like, I don't fucking believe you. And then you go, for real, for real. And they go, oh, you right, okay. You said it twice. So that must mean it's for real. Because the first time, I didn't believe you. But the second time, I believe it. You said it twice. So, you know, two times. So I'm arguing with said individual. And said individual, and I'm, you know, letting them know about the law process on how to get said individual out, encourage them to move, and through the proper lawful channels. I don't try to do things illegally, but if you push me enough, I will. But I don't want to be an unlawful person. I want to follow the law and do my comedy and not be bothered. And so, having a discussion with unnamed person, an unnamed person says, well, you may have the law on your side, but I have the universe. And the universe is going to come back at you tenfold. I have an idea, Miss Universe. Why don't you call the universe now, get them on the phone, have them all help you pack your shit, find you an apartment, and get the fuck out because you're crazy. No, no, you're crazy, crazy. I figure if I say it twice, you'll get it. You'll believe me because I did it twice, right? Right.
Hey, yo, you know, you want to hear impersonation? Hey, whatever, Mick. I'm no fucking dummy, you know what I'm saying?
That special request.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo, Mick. Hey, yo, Mick. What do you know, why you put my street on Skid Row for? Why you put my stuff on Skid Row? I didn't do anything to you. Huh? I didn't do anything to you. Why you put my stuff on Skid Row? Well, yeah, why you put my stuff on Skid Row? I want to beat your old ass, you little old motherfucker!
Can you imagine if he really beat Mickey's ass? I mean, really beat Mickey's ass? How would that, you know, Mickey would be like toast. He'd be like this big pulp. Hey, you know what I saw? I'm going to jump back from, you know what I saw? Okay, two things, folks. Two things that should open your mind about how disgusting things are in our country. San Francisco and Market Street. If you're not familiar with San Francisco, get familiar with it. If you're not familiar with Market Street, get familiar with it. Avoid Market Street. So, picture this. Picture anal leakage, all right? And picture your underwear, okay? Got a good visual? Good. It's disgusting, I know. Your underwear is San Francisco, and Market Street is anal leakage. It'll catch it, and it'll just trap it. You know, you could change your underwear, but then you put your underwear back on, and I don't know. So, a couple of things happen on Market Street. This is what I observe. There's like these hobos. You know, I don't like to call them bums and homeless and whatever. You know, just hobos. Hobo sounds more PC for you PC fucks. So I see this hobo crazy, you know, some of them just talk shit, just like yell, like for no reason. And there's one, he's like, I think he's yelling at a tree. And then another one comes up and he's like standing nearby him and he's yelling at his like coffee. So you got one yelling at a tree, one yelling at his coffee, and it looks like they're having like a psycho conversation between each other. You're like, you can almost feel the energy between them. It's like, fuck, this is great, man. YouTube, World Star Hip Hop, whatever the fuck. And then they're, you know, then they kind of go their separate ways. And I'm like, you know, this is a, what a cock tease, man. I want to see these dudes box or just keep arguing about something. But they just, and that's kind of accepted. people just do the 100-yard hobo hurdle like I do. They, yeah, oh, oops, let me go around you. Going to my tech job. Got my phone in my hand. Bum. Oh, somebody's dead. Oh, crack needle. Crack needle? What the fuck? Crack pipe. Heroin needle. Just keep going. That's the 100-yard hobo hurdle down Market Street. All you got to do for your exercise, don't go to the gym. Start at Embarcadero. Walk your way down to 6th Street. 6th Street. Oh, yes. This is like the ninja. It's like the ninja training, you know. So you've ever watched TV and you watch a reality show, the ninja guys, they're like training and they're jumping over things. You don't need that shit. Go down Market Street. That's all you need. You dodge, duck and dodge. These bums are pissing. You're get, that's the water. Oh, yeah, duck under that pit. There's spit. There's like there's the pigeons. They're shitting. They're shitting all over the place. You're dodging that. You're like, whoa, whoa, bobbing and weaving. Then you got your bums. Then there's some fights, some thugs. You know, they're trying to sell you drugs. You're doing the spin. You're like on a football field. You just juke, juke, spin. You know, then you get to 6th Street. 6th Street is like the climax. That's where the real test begins, 6th Street. You go on 6th Street, and then you pow, pow, you're ducking, you're rolling. Then you get up and you run, you dash to a car. Pow, pow, boom, 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 fight, drugs, cocaine in your face. Run and dodge, roll again, gunfire, and the finish line is? I don't fucking know where the finish line is. You keep going down, you're going to run into more scumbags. So, good luck. You want to come to the United States?
I want to visit San Francisco and see Market Street. I want to see a tourist from Blablablablaville.
Because, you know, I don't want to piss off anybody that's from somewhere, so.
Because it's not PC. Don't piss off the tourists.
Fuck you. They probably...
Americans, oh, they're fucking stupid. Everything is cheap. Oh, let's go piss on them.
Yes. Tourists are assholes. Trust me. Trust me. I see them all the time. Woo! Today was a messed up day. It was messed up. I literally had to walk away. Every single person I came across needed to be chopped in the throat. Chopped, like front to side chop and a punch right to the chin. They literally did need that. I mean, it may sound bad, it may sound violent, but they really, really needed that. I believe so. I believe so. Everybody, it was just stupidity just flowed. Everybody jumped off of the stupid plane and came through my job. And it's like, are you serious? Are you... The day ended cool, you know, day ended cool, but the whole day was just like, it's back-to-back stupidity. Something's in the air. Those chemtrails... That's like stupid powder. It's making people just fucking dumb. Everybody dumb. They go back to where they're at and they're like, where did you go? I went to America. Stupid. Whatever, man.
Now, wasn't that fun, boys and girls? I'm sorry. No part five. Be sure to tune in to Billy Borelli's new season. And follow him on Twitter at Comedian Billy Bo. And all you loyal listeners, this is TD Voice Talent. And I'll see you next season. Thank you.